Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's the show you're listening to. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is coming up on 18-year member of our Brain Trust, and he is the Chief Home Officer. He is the party of one, the Charmed Quark, the operating the worm cam out on Main Street, and has been doing that now very successfully, very elegantly. For coming up on 28 years, almost three decades, ladies and gentlemen. The author of three books, at least, on being home-based, a national award-winning journalist, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Well, you know what? I don't need to talk. You can just continue with the accolades. I'm more than happy to let you keep talking.
But
I will make one comment. I don't know if your listeners happened to be watching, be on the internet or social media this weekend, but there was a guy giving he was being interviewed, I think, by the BBC from an office. He looked like, could have been an office anywhere. And I don't know whether you saw, but he's in the middle, he's doing it by Skype, and in the middle of his interview, the door behind him opens, and his little three-year-old girl, cutest little thing, did you see this?
Mm-mm.
No, so he's as professional, he's in a suit and tie, and he's talking about, North Korea, South Korea politics, obviously a tinderbox over there. And the little girl you got to log on. She walks in like she's pouncing, just like prancing in. And then he knows she's coming in and because she's obviously making noise too. And he reaches back and he pushes behind her and pushes her back. And he's doing that, the toddler strolls in and the little walker, the little wheeled walker the kids can come in. That one comes in. And then what looks like the nanny, but I guess it's his Korean wife, walks in behind the little one on her knees, like so she can't be seen, but she's totally in plain view.
She's hiding in plain sight.
Drags one out, drags the other one out. So when you talk about elegant, that was not elegant. Obviously, he didn't learn from the chief home officer.
All of his cred flying right out the window.
Right out the window, but it was cute as a button. It was the funniest thing in the world.
You know, my kids, I had an office in my basement when my kids were little. And if you opened that door, you thought you were walking into an office downtown. I mean,
absolutely.
It was a 12 by 12, and it was a regular business office. And my kids had I'd laid down the law. You do not come in that door without knocking.
Right.
And so one day I was off the phone.
Work with a 3-year-old, but yeah.
One day I wasn't on the phone, but I heard this little deep, 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 deep. And I couldn't figure out, what is that noise? Deep, 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 deep. And I said, I thought, what's going on? I walked over and I forgot which one it was, my daughter or my son. But they wanted me, but they were afraid to interrupt me, and they were just tapping on the door.
Ever so lightly.
nothing else they ever did was that behavior, when they behaved that well,
But for some reason,
they knew that threshold was not to be crossed.
Yeah, I mean, and that's important. We work from home, and look, when you and I started, I started working from home as you did back almost 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had to lay down laws when we had little kids, had to lay laws, law of the office, but rules of the road, just to please try and respect it. Or if they're too young, we had to create boundaries for them that they physically could not cross. So don't schedule important interviews when the kids are home or awake.
Point.
If it's nap time, catch them, do that interview or that meeting or whatever during a nap or whatever. But, 30 years later, even 15 years after that, by the mid-90s, people were accepting of this. Some were understanding of it.
But you were a weirdo. I mean, I remember I had my consulting company, and I literally had to move to town because my client base was starting to build, right?
Right, right.
Some of them were okay, but I knew that some of my clients was not comfortable working with me with a home office. They needed to know They didn't want anybody else to know I was working with them. With Amber, they wanted me almost all to themselves.
Right.
But they didn't. They were uncomfortable with me being at home.
Yeah.
And as you said, 10 or so years later, it was not a big deal.
It was almost a badge of pride to have it later. You know, later in our careers, and it became at this point, I don't want to say even a non-issue. It's just like water. It's like air.
Right,
everybody has a home office, and everybody has it in such a way that whether it's Skype, whether this guy's home office, you know, the horror that he must have felt in the moment, you know, aside, you know, he closes his door. Kids don't walk in. You think he's in an office somewhere, and that's and great. And you can do that. And you have Skype to do your interviews and, you know, to do your meetings with clients and whatnot.
Put up a green screen behind you and put whatever you want behind you. Right?
Exactly. I'm doing this one from the Himalayas. But the point is that we can do that today. And people don't care, but there's no excuse in many ways for.
Well, that's the irony is the more people are accepting of it, the more capability we have to make it look like we're not doing it.
Right, right.
What I did was after about 3 years, I moved downtown after about 2 years, and then a year later, I bought an old home. And even though it was an office downtown and it had, you know, multiple rooms for other people, it was like being at home.
Right.
It was a home office though, but it was not at home, at my home.
Right. Right.
And so I mean that was something I'd recommend that, folks. If you need to move downtown and you don't like the sterile nature of a, you know, like a conventional office building or something, get an old home, rent an old home, buy an old home or something. Because I'll tell you, I was as comfortable in that, and I'm still there.
Right.
I've been as comfortable in that building as I ever was in a home office.
I got to tell you, I'm along those same lines. I'm doing a story for one of my publications on. We've spoken about executive suites, executive offices, where you rent a 100 by 100 or, you know, a 10 by 10 square office with a door and a desk and whatever art you want on the walls. You know, you can do that. I'm doing one now on co-working spaces, which are more open, what corporations call touchdown space, where it's an open floor plan where you just rent a desk, and you don't know that desk is going to be yours tomorrow when you come in.
So bring Purell, right?
Yeah, exactly. that's a good point. Something that I didn't mention. I'll bring that up. But
bring,
you know,
the Purell and the Lestoil.
Yeah, you know, but the point is...
Do they still make Lestoil?
What's that?
Lestoil. You don't even remember Lestoil.
I don't remember Lestoil. No. See,
hey, I got to hold on, Jeff. I got to stop. We got to pay for some stuff. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, ABC, whatever. He's got a lot of websites. Make sure you get one of those first two. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.